Put your hand up if you think you're wise. Oh dear. Oh dear, I'm disappointed. Tell us this. If I was to go and visit somebody or was wanting to go and visit somebody and I didn't know where to go, what would I need to help me? If I was wise, what would I need to help me? Now, a wee bit of a clue might be sitting to my left there. What would I need to help me? What do you think? A map. Well done. Who would agree? Right, I would need a map. There's something else that I might need. What do you think that other thing is if you're in a car? A GPS. I couldn't even have said that there. I'd call it a sat-nav. But anyhow, do you know, if I was in the car, if it's a good sat-nav and it's working properly, it would do the job. But you know, if I was wise, I would get a map, wouldn't I? Get a map like this here. And if it was wiser still, I would open the map and I would look into it and so on. And I would find exactly where I was at the moment and exactly where I needed to go. And then I would find out all the routes, all the roads to go on, where to turn right and left and so on, so that I could get to where I wanted to go. You know, boys and girls, if I get into the car, I would need to stop. There's some people in the congregation would probably know this. I would need to stop every now and again. And I would still need to open the map again to make sure I was in the right road and to make sure that I was heading in the right direction and so on. Tell us this. If I followed the map exactly, would I get to the place where I wanted to go? If I was to follow it carefully and exactly, would the map take me to the very place where I wanted to go? Think about it. If I was to open my map and follow all the roads and all the bits and pieces till it told me that I was outside the very house or the very place, would I get there if I followed it carefully and done exactly what it said? Oh, here. That's not a trick question, now. What do you think? Yes, I would, certainly. If I followed the map correctly and did everything that I was meant to do and turned to right at the right time and left at the right time, it would take me to exactly where I wanted to go, I wanted to be, and so on. Do you know, boys and girls, there were wise men many years ago, and they had heard that a king was born. And that king was the Lord Jesus. And these wise men wanted to go to where the Lord Jesus was, and they wanted to worship him. But you know something? They didn't know where he was. They didn't know where he was born. They had heard a king was born, but they didn't know where to go. They went to a place called Jerusalem. They went to the priest there, and they said, tell us this. Do you know where the king is born? And the priest said, yes, we do. We heard many years ago, the prophet Micah told us many years ago that he was going to be born in a place called Bethlehem. So he's in Bethlehem. That's where you need to go. Now, boys and girls, the wise men didn't have a map like we can see up in front of us there. And they certainly didn't have a sat-nav, or what did you call it? A GPS. So they couldn't use those. What do you think they used? God gave them something far better than a map, and he gave them something far better than a sat-nav or a GPS. What did God give them? He gave them a star. Boys and girls, the Bible tells us that the star appeared in the east, and it was a bright star, and it was a shining star, and the wise men followed the star. Do you know what the Bible tells us? They followed the star no matter where it went until it came and stood over the place where the young child was. The wise men followed the star wherever it went, and eventually it stopped over the very home where the Lord Jesus was. And the Bible tells us that they went in and they worshipped him. They bowed down and they worshipped him. They also gave him gifts as well. Do you know something? Bible tells us that wise men, wise boys and girls are still seeking for the Lord Jesus. Now, tell me this. We haven't got a map to take us to the Lord Jesus. And we haven't got a sat-nav or a GPS that's going to take us to the Lord Jesus. God has given us something far, far better than a map, far, far better than a sat-nav to help us find Jesus. What has God given us? Can you tell me? Are these hard questions this morning? I'll give you a clue. I would say nearly everybody in this church has brought one with them this morning. I would say you've probably got yours. They're probably sitting over in the seats over there. The Bible. God has given us his word to take us to the Lord Jesus, to help us find the Lord Jesus, hasn't he? He has given us his truth, his precious word. And here's how we learn how we can find the Lord Jesus. First thing, boys and girls, that we can learn this morning, if we want to find Jesus, the wise men sought him. And wise men and wise boys and girls are still seeking him. And if we want to find Jesus, boys and girls, the first thing we've got to realize that the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means every one of us here this morning, including me, including all the people down in the pews here, we're all sinners. We were born in sin, and we do things wrong, and times we lose our temper, and so it goes on, and it's all sin. And with sin in our hearts and sin in our lives, we're certainly not going to find the Lord Jesus here, we're not. We're certainly not going to be somewhere where, or someday where he is if we've got sin in our lives and if we're not saved. First thing we've got to realize is that we're all sinners. And we're all wandering away from God. We're all going in the wrong direction. But you know, God's word tells us something else. God's word tells us that God so loved the world that he what? Can anybody finish it? Well done, he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We're all sinners, but God loves us. Loves us so much that he sent the Lord Jesus, didn't he? The Lord Jesus left heaven. He came to this world of sin. And at Christmas time, we remember he was born in Bethlehem's manger. But he was born to go to the cross. And the Lord Jesus took the sinner's place in the cross. Boys and girls, he died for sinners just like you and me. Just like the mummies and daddies here too. The Lord Jesus went to Calvary to pay the price and to take the punishment for our sin. So the Bible needs to lead us to Christ. For us to find the Lord Jesus, we've got to realize that we're sinners. We've got to realize that God loves us and sent the Lord Jesus to die for us. And then, boys and girls, there's something else. In Acts chapter 16 and verse 31, we read, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. Believe what? Believe that he loves you. Believe that he died on the cross for you. Believe that he shed his precious blood for you. Believe that he rose again. Believe that he's back in the glory today. Believe, boys and girls, that he can forgive you for your sin. And if you ask him to come into your life and to take away your sin, he'll do it. He will forgive you, and you'll be saved. And boys and girls, you'll find the Lord Jesus. You'll have found the Lord Jesus. And one day you'll go to be with him, and you'll live with him in heaven and glory for all of eternity. Boys and girls, remember the wise men. They were guided by the star. God's word is our guide, isn't it? And if we want to find the Lord Jesus, we need to realize that we're sinners. We need to realize that God loves us. We need to realize that the Lord Jesus died for us. And we need to come and put our trust in him. And if we do, we're told in Acts 16 and 31, we'll be saved. We'll become God's children. And one day we'll spend eternity with the Lord. Final question, boys and girls. Who is going to be wise this Christmas? If you're not saved, if you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, are you going to be wise? Are you going to make this your best Christmas? Come and put your trust in him and know what it is to have your sins forgiven. What about the folk in the congregation? If you're not saved, is this going to be a special Christmas for you when you too can come and put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ? You sat really well. Thank you very much indeed. You can all head back to your seats now. Thank you and have a lovely Christmas.